It is good to see you here this morning. It is good that you are here. Some, maybe many of you, are getting ready to host a family meal. Maybe you're preparing a turkey or baking pies, or you're getting ready to head to Grandma's house, things which most of us did not feel comfortable doing a year ago. And yet you take the time to be here. And so why are you here? This is not a day of obligation. Or is it? No, not mass obligation. It's not a holy day of obligation in that way. So you don't have to be here. But we do have an obligation to say thanks, much more than we actually do. And that's why you're here. Because it all starts with the guy up there. This day gives us an opportunity to think back on all of the things that we have, all of the things that we have been given. Not just today, perhaps, but even in the past. And to give a little something back in return. We are here to honor with grateful hearts all that God has done for us. You know, in our prayers, we spend so much time asking for things, really pleading with sincere hearts. Keep me healthy. Protect me from COVID. Help me to find a job. Keep me from throttling my teenager. God, help me pass this test. Protect my son in the military. It's the first year he won't be with us. And the Bible tells us to ask and we shall receive, to knock and it will be opened. And so we ask and we knock, and so often we do receive. But then what happens? In our gospel this morning, 10 people came to Jesus, and they are all, 10 of them, cured of their leprosy. But it could be anybody who was cured of COVID or cancer or diabetes or unemployment or whatever it is that besets us. But only one came back to say thank you. And he was a foreigner. We don't know what happened to the other 9. Maybe they had turkeys to stuff or a football game to watch. Who knows? But implied in this gospel story this morning is that there's something missing. Giving thanks is a vital and necessary part of our relationship with God. That is because thankfulness is really a measure of our faith. It's a measure of our dependence on God and of our humility before Him, recognizing that we would be nothing, we would have nothing without Him. Every breath is a blessing, every moment of life. In our first reading this morning, we hear Sirach say, "Bless the God of all who has done wondrous things on earth." You know, we are part of that wonder, part of God's continuing creation of the world. What a blessing it is to be able to say that. Seneca, not Carl and Sandy, but the old Roman philosopher and statesman, once wrote, "It is not the man who has too little who is poor, but the one who craves more." Make this day a day of thanks. As the day unfolds, carry that prayer with you. Live it in your heart and in your attitude. It doesn't have to end when you say grace over the turkey. In fact, it doesn't even have to end when you go to bed tonight. God's gifts certainly won't. Every heart, every beat of your heart affirms an unmistakable mystery. God has given you life. Extravagant, wonderful, sometimes painful and tumultuous, but an ever-challenging life. Let's strive to remind ourselves always of God's blessings, wherever we find them, however they come to us.